introduce our first speaker, and that will be Gigi. Give a warm welcome, y'all.
Hi, I'm an addict. My name is Gigi. I want to invite the God of my understanding in, and I want to thank him for everything, good, bad, and indifferent. I am so grateful. You know, I'm mad grateful. Like, in spite of, like, all my nervousness and all that, like, I know that, like, God loves me, and, like, he wouldn't have, like, prepared me, you know? And like, I know he knows, I know I'm worthy. And people, I don't know, I'm just mad fucking nervous. And I don't want to use the whole time saying I'm nervous. But co-signing for a sick mind with a co-signer. That topic, like when my sponsor called me, I was home and I was in bed. And the first, he's like, do you want to share? I'm like, yeah. And then before I could, I should have said what was the topic before I said yes, right? And I didn't know exactly where I was sharing that. But like, I had a desire and a willingness to give back what was so freely given to me. And like, I want to thank the women and the predecessors that came before me, because prior to getting here, I had no voice of my own. I had no courage. Like, there were some women here that loved me, like, and they were sharing my, how I felt on the inside, but I had no courage to say it. Like, women like Tex, like Roz, like Anne Marie, and there was there's men here that, like, I could identify with, too. Like, I'm an addict. I qualify to be here. I'm the oldest out of four kids. My father and my mom was always there for me. My father was very strict. I come from a Haitian. Like, when I got here, I told me we didn't care where you came from, who you knew, how much you had, who your connections were, how little you have. All we want to do is, like, how can we help you? And there were some people here that knew where my heart, the horrors of where my spirit had visited, right? And like, they just took me and like nurtured me back to health. Like, and I can't never ever repay these people. And like, and I'm here because of the grace of, because of y'all. Like, being restored to sanity for me has been really, really fucking slow. My process has been fucking slow because I'm hard-headed. I do what I want to do. Y'all tell me to do this, I go left. Y'all tell me, like I just run on my own fucking juice. I do what the fuck I want to do because I'm Gigi. And don't you know who I am? And, like, I'm like, yo, like, this is, I can't blame anybody for all the things that I've been through. I can't blame no man. I can't blame my mother. I can't blame my dad. I can't blame anyone because I'm the architect of my own pain. And the beauty of it is that, like, I have to admit this shit. I got to admit that, like, I'm fucking crazy and I need some guidance. And, like, I told myself, because, like, I'm my biggest co-signer. I'm like, it ain't going to be bad this time. It ain't gonna hurt that much. Cause I don't wanna sit still. And I tell myself the most outrageous sort of nonsense. Like, he could have the car, he'll be back. He comes back, the shit is all fucked up. I got a dent on the side of the truck, just got it. Like, growing up in public is, like, really hard. However, I'd rather grow up in here than out there, you know? I can't blame anyone for all the mistakes that I've made, you know? I love Narcotics Anonymous. Narcotics Anonymous gave me a life. Like, I had nothing. Everything I knew about living prior to getting here almost killed me. every fucking thing. And I still constantly find myself in jackpots and places like that, like challenges my recovery. And then I make excuses for like why I did what I did. And my sponsor keeps telling me that like I have to stop running on my own juice, and I'm tired. Like like the 10th step talks about like, you know, find yourself in the fucking corner when you can't get out clean. You know, I can't save my ass and my face at the same time. I love you, Neil. I can't save my face and my ass at the same time, right? I got here December 16th, 1992. I want to take this fucking shit off. December 16th, 1992. I had just gotten married to my drug dealer. He had the spot, he had the house, he had the cars, he had the lifestyle that I was so attractive to, because I remember at 14 hanging out at after hour spots. I never wanted to tell you that. Like, I hung out at after hour spots and I lived to use. Like, I fucking ran hard. Like, my fucking spirit was dead on the inside. Like, I just needed, like, I did all those things, and like I was an addict way before I fucking picked up, because like I remember at 10 years old sitting in the window crying, wondering like what the fuck is wrong with me. I didn't know I was a fucking addict. All I thought is like something was wrong with me. My father used to beat me with bats and extension cords. My mother was never home. She worked two jobs. West Indian people do that. Worked two jobs. She was never there. I was always home by myself. I'm the oldest. I had to cook, clean, do my sister's hair. I had to take the neighbor's kids to school, you know. And like on my way to school, like shit fucking happened to me. Like something happened. Like this fucking man kidnapped me in his fucking apartment. Like I never told anyone this until I told my sponsor this last year. Last week, because I watched fucking Law and Order, that Criminal Minds shit, right? And there's fucking predators, right? And like they kicked my shit up, and these are the things that like I wanted to like keep from y'all. I didn't want to tell y'all none of this stuff because I want y'all to fucking really love me and like me, right? And so that little girl that came in here that didn't know nothing about living, man, just like ran rampant in here, because like I was looking for love. I was looking for like someone to fill that void, you know. I was looking, you know, and I was co-signing my shit. Fuck it, like he showed up, it ain't my fault like his feelings got hurt, like fuck him, you know. But I was like hurting people, and but it ain't really about him. Like everything begins and ends with me, right? I'm trying to get better here. You know, I really do. I don't want to be clean and crazy. I don't want to go out and smoke. I got 19 years. Actually, I got 7,559 days. Right? And all I know is that my life, I pledge allegiance to Narcotics Anonymous. I love God. I love you people. I love Narcotics, the fellowship, you know. I feel a part of, like, I felt a part of since fucking day one. Like, people took me to Detroit. I was smiling on the fucking stage, and, like, I grew up right here. Like, all my bumps, all my bruises, like, I got it fucking here, and I didn't use. Like, I was able to go back to school. I had some goals, and I wanted to obtain it, because I didn't want to, like, recover on my fucking back. I didn't want to say yes when I really wanted to say fucking no. I didn't want to suck on nothing. I didn't want to compromise my worth, or like there was women that empowered me and that loved me back to health, and I wanted to emulate them. I wanted to be a woman. I wanted to grow up and like take care of myself and not depend on nobody. You know, like, cause like it's a hard burden taking care of myself. I need some fucking outside help. I mean, I need some fucking contributions from other people. So I thought, you know, I didn't know God was going to give me everything that I need if I really aligned the condition of my heart with him, you know. But like when my mother died, it just seemed like my fucking went into the spiral. Like I didn't want to feel shit. Like I just wanted someone to feel that hole that was inside. Like I missed my mommy. Like, I miss her so much. And like when she was diagnosed with cancer, and then she had a kidney failure, and she went to renal failure, and like Like, I was able to show up for her. I was able to wash her up. I was able to do her hair. I was able to take her to chemo. I was able to advocate for her. I didn't have no fucking voice, but I don't know. For some reason, like, when it comes to taking care of somebody else, I can articulate what I need to say to help them to get the needs, the help that they need. But when it comes to myself, that is the fucking hardest thing to do. Especially when I want to control the outcome. Because I want to put my hand in it. And I can't ask help. I can't tell help how to help me. But when my mom passed away, like, Narcotics Anonymous showed up. People was there for me. And so, like, I started getting into these unhealthy relationships. And, like, I was saying that it was all right because, like, I met this dude. I met a couple of dudes. I had one was too deep with God. The other one was a fucking drag queen. He was a man on a DL, whatever you want to call him, and I ain't know. And I did a documentary with him, and, like, I was trying to support him, and I was humiliating myself. I was on CNN. I'm like, what the fuck? He played in Brooklyn. I'm glad I didn't run in fucking Long Island. But the bottom line, like, I make so many unhealthy decisions, and, like, I'm tired. I'm just tired. I'm like, surrender it. I'm like, God, just help me. Like, I know he can help me in my sickest areas, but I gotta allow him in. Like, I've been fighting and resisting. And I'm tired. Like, I know a whole lot of bunch of y'all in here. Like, nobody really, like, I don't let y'all get too close to me. I know. And like, I don't want to stay sick. I want that freedom that I see in Anne Marie's face and that glow. I want that freedom I see in, like, all you women in here faces. That, like, oh my God, like, people, like, y'all crazy. But, like, I know y'all love me. I'm crazy, I should say that. I'm fucking crazy, but y'all love me in spite of me. But I have this willingness, man. I can do service. I love service. I love staying running, doing regional work or just helping, like, opening up the meeting, hugging a newcomer, like, making them feel welcome, like, taking them to their meeting. Like, I love fanning their desire, you know? And I was, I'm a good, like, I'm a how you call that? On any service committee level, like, I think I'm a good person, like, to be in any service committee, right? But, like, I hide behind fucking service because, like, I really don't want to tell you who I am, you know? I don't want to get caught up on, like, what my uncle did to me, what he fucking did. My job was I was supposed to tell somebody what he did to me, and I didn't. And, like, that affects me in all areas. Like, even today, like, if someone's hurting me, like, I find it so hard to fucking tell that, like, someone is hurting me, you know? I remember one time this dude I was dating, and he punched me in my face and fractured my face. Like, my audible sockets are fucking, were fractured. And I still didn't report that this dude violated me and attacked me. And I know God healed me really well, but I'm still fucking angry for, like, me putting myself in positions and situations where, like, my life is at stake. And, like, I set myself up because if I would listen, if I put the thought between the action and, like, listen to what, like, people tell me, I wouldn't be in these situations. However, I co-sign my own bullshit and tell myself, right, that's gonna be different. And it hasn't been different. So won't I just follow somebody else's directions and surrender? Like, even with sponsorship, like, I wasn't even calling my other sponsor that I had for, like, 18 years. I wasn't even fucking calling her. And I was making excuses saying, well, she's not there for me. She's traveling and she's here. But, like, when she called me, I didn't show up. So what am I going to do different this time, Ingrid? What are you going to do different? I'm willing to be sponsored. I'm willing to follow directions. I'm willing to surrender. I'm willing to follow what God's will for me is, you know? And like, I don't want to fucking, I don't want to die spiritually up in here. You know, I like the taste of the freedom that I get when I'm doing the right thing. Like practicing spiritual principles in my life and living them, not just mimicking them. You know, at work, I think I'm the fucking bomb. Like I'm delegating all day, and like I got that career because of you people believed in me. Like when I was going to nursing school, that was just a dream. Like I didn't even think that like I could do it because I couldn't fucking read, I couldn't articulate nothing, I couldn't comprehend shit. Like I couldn't sit still. These aisles to me was like a fucking runway. I kept walking up and down. My attention span was off the wall. Like I drank coffee and I thrived for attention. Like I couldn't fucking sit still. But like someone told, they believed in me. And like I remember my first test, I drove from New York to Philly because like I really needed to study. And like it was so much noise at my house. And I went to Hanif's house and he helped me study. He helped me study and my first A&P test. And I went to school, actually I broke my arm that weekend when I went to his house. And I went to nursing school with a broken fucking arm because like I wanted it so bad. But that Monday I went back to school, I took my test and I got 100. A fucking 100. For real. And that was like, that was big, because I always cheated. I cheated on my boyfriends. I always cheated. Cheated at school, like, and I started to feel like hear that little that whisper, like God like telling me like you could do this, I got you. I wouldn't have prepared you or put you in a position to be able to get this. Like I'm still fucking shocked that I have a license. I'm fucking shocked. I always wanted to be a fucking nurse. I always wanted to take care of myself, and I wanted to be an actress. And an astronaut. I know which one. I guess that's why I was beaming up to Scotty, right? Always wanted to be an actress. And the funny thing is that when I graduated, they called me to come do a commercial. They was like, can you come? And we didn't know, we had no one else in mind but you. I'm like, are you serious? And I did a commercial, you know? Like God kept showing me how much he loves me. And I keep like saying, well, God, like you move too fucking slow. You know, like I don't wanna sit still, like I can't. I'm gonna die if I sit by myself. And that's a fucking lie. And so now I have like people that I like, you know, under me at work, and I try to practice what y'all teach me here, there, you know, but I have guidelines, right, Monica? I got the guidelines at work, so I can't go on my own juice at work. So if I push an IV, I'm gonna be responsible if that person fucking have an adverse reaction. So at work, I could be mindful, like, and like use my left side of my brain instead of my right side of my brain. And I like cognitively like do the right thing at work. But when I leave work, all best is, ooh, I mean, I'm just doing running on my own fucking power, right? And I don't wanna share the expense of somebody else's feelings either. You know, this is a harm reduction program. But I'm trying to get better with me. I'm trying to get better with me and not hurt nobody and like not hurt myself and please you. That's one of my biggest fucking problems. Like, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Just don't go. Just don't go. Oh God. And then it's like, I fucking mentioned, like, how much money you need. Like, I want to make sure you okay when I go to work. Do you got dinner? Do you need money? You want my car? Here, take my cell phones. I got two. Just don't go. Yo, I don't want to be fucking desperate because I ain't never been like this. Like, even when I was in active addiction, I ain't compromised like this. Ever. Like, fuck you. I walk over you. You. But I got compassion. I have empathy for people. And I think I went, like, all the way to the left and, like, forgot about myself. And I'm tired of jackpotting myself, because I'm worthy. Like, I pick people that I have to fix. Oh, did I say that? I gotta fix. I nurture you, I help you, because that's my job, right? But like, I have to love myself long enough. I can't, like, but I fucking get involved with people who are needy. And I can't buy their love, right? But I'm trying real fucking hard because, like, I don't want to be by myself. You don't pay no rent. You don't have to pay no cable. You don't have to pay no house phone bill. I got you. I got an estate. I got you. You don't gotta go nowhere. I wash your clothes. I'll cook your dinner. You take my credit card. Like, what the fuck? Why can't I meet someone at my level? But then when they come, like, I'm pushing them the fuck away because it's foreign to me. It's abnormal to feel love or to allow someone to love me. Because, like, there's no need for you to be there because I can't mold you and shape you into who I want you to be. So, but no, I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to fucking, I did that. I've been doing that shit for a minute, right, honey? And honey like, Gigi, you doing it again? I remember Kylie used to yell at me, Gigi! And I'm hard fucking headed. I'm hard headed. So I hear you now, Spons. I fucking hear you. I really do. I was, yo, I think my uncle fucked me up, like, when he touched me, you know? So, like, I've been, like, looking for people like him, you know? Like, I don't want no strings attached, because you can go, you know? I get somebody else, fuck you. But, I don't even know what I highlighted. All I know is that I know where to find the information at when I need it, right? And I know y'all can read the book. However, I don't know why. I know I don't understand, and I don't really need to understand. I just wanted to show up, you know, and I'm like, God, use me in whatever capacity you felt free or you feel free to use me in, because, like, I don't know how to do this no more. Like, I'm resurrendering to you, God. Like, help me in my areas. Like, the lower power is busy, right? And I don't want to serve two masters. I just want to serve God, you know? And like, I'm not obedient. I'm not obedient. And, like, I have a desire to be more obedient. You know, I really fucking do. And it's not lip service. Like, I want to be in a posture of humility so, like, I could be able to, like, embrace, like, what God has in store for me. And, like, I know he has, thank you. I know I'm headed in the right direction, right? And, like, I'm gonna keep walking in spite of how uncomfortable I feel right now. I'm gonna keep walking. And like people in my area and loves me. I push them the fuck away because like I'm mean, I'm a brat, but they still fucking love me. I flipped the table in a meeting. Like, and I told myself it was all right because the bitch was fucking with me. I go through every range of emotions in here and I don't use. You know, and it's all right. You know, I am so grateful, like for real. I am so grateful that God spared me. I am so grateful, like, cause he didn't have to. He didn't have to come and spare my life. And look, I was in the fucking, in places like where they were like, I don't want to tell because like, I know where the dead bodies were. Somebody said, like, I seen the dead bodies. I seen shit. And like I wasn't supposed to fucking tell none of this. Right. So like, I kept quiet cause it's, you know, secrets will keep you sick. Right. So like, I don't know. I just don't want to hold no more secrets. I don't want to compromise my self-worth no more. I don't fuck with married men. I don't want your man. I just want, like, whoever God has in store for me, you know, if it's the person that I'm with or if not. However, like, I just want to get better with me. I want to live these spiritual principles and incorporate them in my life and become a better person, you know. I don't have much more. And with that, thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Gigi. Let's thank Gigi. And at this time, I'll introduce